Monday, March 30th at 3:08 p.m. Hi, I am recording the intro to this episode. And when you listen to the end, I recorded the outro first and I gave the date and the time, and it's about just a few minutes later. What are you ripping up? She knows that I keep, Cleo knows that I keep paper towels in my pockets, and she went into my pocket when I wasn't paying attention and stole a paper towel. That's what happens when you're a chronic hand washer. Anyway, so this episode, it takes place over a course of a couple of days, and I wanted to try something a little bit different, and I think I'm going to keep on with that theme of, you know, doing episodes where I record it at different times of the day, well, different on different days, depending on my mood, and different locations, depending on my mood, I guess, and the situation. But I want to find a better equipment to do that, because the microphone that I used, you know, it really wasn't giving what I wanted it to give. So, yeah. So towards the end, there is a little bit of an audio difference, because I'm using a different kind of microphone. But anyway, enjoy the episode. I really appreciate you guys for tuning in. I don't even want to say every week, because I don't post every week, but every time I post, you guys do tune in and are locked in, and I do truly, truly appreciate that. So enjoy. I think this is episode 8. I want to say it's episode 8. Enjoy episode 8. Just kidding. I already did the intro. Well, the theme song intro. Okay. Enjoy the episode. It is Monday. Hello, by the way. Hello, it's Monday, March 9th. At 7:09 p.m. Oh, fuck. My thing has fallen. What is up, guys? I am back. I know it's been a minute. I've recorded episodes, but then I just kind of, I wasn't like really in the mood. But today I'm in the mood. Like I don't know. I think today was like the first nice ass day. Like spring has sprung. It is, I say that, but like it's, we might get a storm next week. But today it was like 65 degrees. It was sunny. I was running errands. I had my music blasting, the windows down, the sunroof open. Like I was jamming. I went to the dispensary. You know, I got a pre-roll that I'm going to smoke later. You know, I needed the sunshine. I really just needed some sun. I was like, what the fuck? I mean, I know that I know that this is not funny. It's actually very serious. Relax, Taylor. I know that things are very tough right now. Like, things are very scary right now because, you know, the president. Ooh, you know, we won't get into that. But because I feel like I'm hard on people a lot because I run a strict program. I even said it last episode. I was like, I felt like I was like, am I doing too much? Am I being really nasty about these people? What? No, fuck y'all. Honestly, truly, legitimately, fuck y'all. Oh my God. And every fucking day, there's something new. Literally, every day, there is something new. And it pisses me off. And okay, my mic. I don't want my microphone to hit me. But good news, I guess for me only, or... I finished my gallery wall and I have all my stuff set up. Start doing video. I don't know when I'm going to start doing video. I do need to get, some lights because I'm right in front of a window. I guess I could just put up curtains actually. Now that I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, you know, cause I'm in front of the window and there's a glare. So you can't really get like a full like picture of like the artwork. I want to say like maybe about 6 months ago, I had saw that there was a glare on some of the artwork. And so I was like, okay, how do I fix that? And I had looked online and it was like, oh, well you can get, you know, like museum glass or like whatever the fuck kind of glass it is. Pardon my cursing. Why did I say that? And you can switch it out. But like some of the stuff I got, like you can't take it apart. So I saw online that you can spray it with like a matte, like spray, and that's really helps with like the glare, but there's still a bit of a glare, so I gotta figure that out. But
you know, it's set up and it feels so good to like have my little space set up. I feel so professional. But anyway, so what have I been up to since you guys have last heard from me? Okay, the last episode that I posted was February 1st. It's March 9th. And I literally, just the same old, same old. So I had recorded an episode a couple of weeks ago, actually on the 23rd, because on the 22nd, So we got a lot of snow at the end of January, like a massive snowstorm. Like it was so much snow, like this massive amount of snow. It wasn't like, you know, maybe I'm being a little bit dramatic. It was like, I don't know, like 2 feet of snow, which is a lot of snow when you have to clean it up, you know, when it has to be cleaned up. That fucking sucked, having to clean it up by myself. And like, I was really worried that I wasn't going to be able to do it, but you know what? I'm a strong woman. Ugh. And I did it myself. And so we had another storm on February 22nd, and I wasn't as nervous about the amount of snow we were going to get because I was like, I cleaned up 24 inches, no problem. What's a little 13? You know what I mean? Like I can do 13 inches of snow, none of anything else. That's excessive. But I could do 13 inches of snow. And that night I was washing dishes and I cut the fuck out of my finger. I was washing a knife and I had washed, the sink was full of dishes and I hate a sink full of dishes. And so I was washing all the dishes and there were still some dishes that were like on the counter and my mom said that she was going to wash them. But I was like, you know what? No, like I'll wash the dishes. I should have let her wash them because I had to go to the ER. I had to drive myself to the ER during a blizzard, which is like, the closest ER to me, well, I shouldn't say the closest ER, the ER that I like to go to is like a half an hour away. So I had to drive myself, my mom was in the car, but I had to drive myself to the ER with a big ass gash on my finger that was bleeding. And like, as I was driving, I was feeling like really woozy. And I was like, fuck, like, I don't know, like if I'm going to make it. No, being dramatic. But I drove myself. They were really good though, because I'm assuming it's because of the storm. They wanted to get me in and out. So like we were able to get there. They stitched me up and they sent me home and drive back. And then I was really worried about being able to clean up the snow because I had stitches on my finger and it was on my right hand and I used the fucking snow blower. And so I was like really, really concerned about that, but I was able to do it. Cause again, I'm a strong woman. Ugh. So I was able to do that. But that was crazy. And then I was healing for a few weeks. Well, today's the 9th. I got my stitches out on, what day is it? Today. Today is Monday. I got my stitches out on Friday I'm not going to say the day because I have a lisp. as I've said before, it's the day that comes after the 5th and before the 7th. And I got my stitches out. So I feel, you know, I have full motion. Like that was hard. Having to fucking wipe my ass with my left hand was crazy. Like now it's actually fine. You know, now it's fine because I've been doing it for 2 weeks. But like, that was hard. That was really hard. And not because it's my right hand and I'm right-handed, even though I drive with my left hand. Like I'll eat with both my left and my right hand, depending on what I'm doing. So like, I do a lot of stuff with both of my hands and a lot of stuff with my left hand, but like there are certain things, like I wash my body with my right hand, but like I definitely wipe, you know, with my right hand. That's the one thing that I absolutely do, and write with my right hand. I wipe and I write with my right hand. So like that was not fun, but I'm back. I got my stitches out. It still kind of hurts a little bit just because like it went kind of deep. I, cause I'm a very clumsy person. This is the second time in like 5 years I've had to get stitches. And this is also like the second time in like 5 years that I've had to get a freaking, a tetanus shot. Well, no. The last time I got a tetanus shot was like 2019 because I fell in the shower and had to go to the hospital. And I got a tetanus shot, but because it had been over 5 years, I had to get another tetanus shot. So yeah, that's what I've been up to. but I'm very clumsy. I trip a lot. I bump into stuff a lot. I had avocado hand, which is why I had to get stitches the first time. I cut myself a lot. Like, I have cut myself a lot while washing dishes or like while cutting things, or I have this little like, this like self-defense like knife. And when I was in LA, the last time I was in LA when I was like packing up myself and I was leaving, I was like, oh, I'm going to walk to the movie theater. But I was like, let me bring a knife. And I had the knife in my pocket and I cut myself on my finger reaching into my pocket. So like, I'm very clumsy. This is not like new to me, but what was scary was I felt myself cut myself and I was like, fuck, I cut myself. I was like, okay, whatever. I started to bleed. And then I washed my hands and I was like putting pressure on it. And when I put pressure on it and I saw like it, like I took the pressure off and it like, you know how like sometimes if you cut yourself really deep, like the blood like pumps out. And so like I released the paper towel that I had like hold, like stopping the bleeding, and it literally pumped out and I screamed because I could see the inside of my finger and I saw how deep it was. And I was like, I have to go to the hospital. And I was panicking because we had already gotten so much snow. Like it had already snowed so much, probably, I don't even know, maybe like 4 or 5 inches of snow that we had to clean off the car. And like, I couldn't really clean it off because I only had one hand and my mom's left side is still kind of affected. So she couldn't really clean it off. It was a mess, but you know, we did it. It's one of those things where, I'm sorry, I'm talking really fast. It's one of those things where sometimes I panic about stuff. Like I'll think about things like, fuck, like I'll worry because, you know, there are certain things that my mom can't do yet. And I was worried the first big snowstorm that we had, I was worried because I was like, fuck. I was like, oh my God, what if something happens and I can't clean the snow? So I was panicking. And then when that happened, I was like, fuck. Oh my God, what if I won $1 billion? How about I fucking say that shit? Because what the fuck? Oh my God. Because I was just thinking about how I was thinking that, and I was really, really anxious about it. And that ended up happening. I ended up injuring myself, and I was still able to clean the snow. I had to wait like a day or two, but I was able to do it. But you know, I was a little worried. I was a little scared. Oh my God. But you know, spring is coming. All the snow has melted, which I was a little bit sad about. I love the snow. So I was like sad to see it go. But also like at night when I take the dogs out, like the snow really reflects the light so I could see everything because it's so fucking dark at night. But now I have to be scared again because where I live in New Jersey, and I live like in northern New Jersey, and there's a lot of bears, dude. Like there's a lot of black bears, and I have been afraid of, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but like bears are scary. And I remember I could literally pinpoint all the times that like I was outside or at the bus stop or wherever and like there was a bear. And for the most part, they don't really do anything. For the most part, usually they kind of run in the opposite direction because they get scared. But like they also can feel bold one day and like have an issue. So like I get really scared, and I had gotten a little bit better about it. And then a couple of years ago with my former friend that I don't speak to because she's on that Trump shit, we were where she used to live, is like these condos that are like kind of like in the mountain. And so there's a lot of bear activity, I think just because of the location. And then also because there's dumpsters, because it's, you know, they're condos. So the bears, you know, they want to go into the dumpsters and like eat the fucking trash. And so her and I were driving up to her apartment or her condo when I came home for a visit, and like we were hanging out, and like we had driven up there, and we saw a mama bear with her cubs. And like there were people that were walking, young man and this young woman who were walking. And I was like, oh my God, like maybe they were teenagers actually. I shouldn't age them up because they might have been teenagers. Well, they're adults now because that was a long time ago. They were walking up, and we drove past them. And I was like, you know what? We need to go back and get them, because if she has her cubs with her, she's going to be really fucking aggressive because they're walking. That's not safe. I should have known. There are certain things. I'll get into that later, but I should have known. You know, people tell on themselves in certain like in little ways. And she kind of like didn't want to pick them up. And I was like, no, like we really should go pick them up. And so we pick them up. And as they get in the car, my former friend, she honks her horn and like kind of like makes a noise at the bears to like kind of get them to like go away. That mama bear did not like that shit. She almost charged the car. She was like, fuck y'all. I'm with my kids. I'm a mom. Like, don't fuck with me. And she literally was about to charge the car. That was very scary. And so ever since that, I've been like extra afraid of bears because like that was actually quite terrifying. So during the winter, I don't feel as like concerned because they're not really as active. And you can still see them in the winter, I'm sure. But like, they're not as active. I feel like they're the most active, like, maybe like in the fall, like this, you know, I think that's like when I see them the most, like around the fall, late summer, early fall is, you know, the times that I feel that's like around the time, but like you can see them anytime, you know, I've seen them in the car while I'm driving, you know, you see them. So they're real and they exist and they're out there. In fact, actually, I think I have the video on my phone because we have the cameras outside. I've spoke about my dogs before, little Ginger Bean and Cleopatra. And so sometimes at night they'll get spooked. Like they'll hear something, especially Cleo. She's a little scaredy cat and she does not like loud noises. She doesn't like anything that makes her like scared. I mean, who does? So she does not like loud noises. And or if she hears anything, even if I don't hear anything, but she hears it, obviously she's a dog. She's better hearing than I do. Like she'll get scared. And same thing with Ginger, like she'll hear something, she'll start barking, she'll start going crazy. And so one night, I'm outside with Ginger and it's just the two of us outside because I can't always take the both of them outside at the same time because they freaking will run and play and attack each other and like just they go crazy. So where's the video of me? Oh, here it is. It was in November. See, the fall. It was November 17th. And I was outside with my dog, with Ginger, and I'm just kind of like minding my own business. And then something just tells me to, I felt this like sense of like unease, and something told me to look up. So I look up, and as I look up, all I see is a bear running, and I couldn't tell because I was so scared. I could not tell which direction it was running in. So I thought maybe it was running at me, and I, poor Ginger Bean, I literally, like you see it, and it's funny because you can see the bear see me. The bear saw me before I saw the bear. And you can see the bear like come down the neighbor that lives across the street. Like you can see the bear come down their yard and kind of like stand and kind of look at me. And then it walks. It's like watching me the whole entire time as it's like going down because it was afraid of me. Like the irony of that. But it was afraid of me. So it was just kind of like watching me as it was like going down. And then you see me freaking run. And I, poor Ginger Bean, I literally am watching this video right now. And you can see me just like pick her up. Like I don't pick her up. I turn to run and I'm running in like slow motion like a dream because I have on fucking Crocs. And I'm so scared. And I'm just like pulling her as I'm running. And I'm pulling the leash. And I'm pulling. She's wearing a harness. She's not wearing a collar. So it's like I'm choking her. But like I'm pulling her up and I swing her up by the leash and run inside with her. Oh my goodness. And then the bear was running. The bear was afraid of me. It wasn't like I was in any danger, but it was really fucking scary. And it was probably, I don't know how many feet away. It was close enough that I could look in its eyes and be fucking terrified. So the winter time, I feel a little bit more comfortable going outside at night because it's winter. But now that the weather is warming up and there's more animal activity, I'm like, fuck. Oh my goodness. Okay, stop. Oh my God. My head just started like hurting and now I'm like, what is that? Is that like some kind of medical thing? It's probably just a headache because what did I eat today? I had two boiled eggs and a banana and then a handful of almonds. And that's not like an intentional thing. I'm not trying to like starve myself, but like I was running errands. And so I ate two boiled eggs. Well, the egg whites, I don't like the yolk. And a banana. And then I came home and ate a handful of almonds. And then took a shower and now I'm sitting here recording, but I am going to, I am going to pause and I'm going to go downstairs and actually I'm probably going to take the dogs out and I am I'm going to probably eat dinner. We need a tomato sandwich. That's what I'm gonna eat for dinner. Tomato and turkey bacon sandwich on sourdough. And then I'm going to smoke a joint, actually, because I went to the dispensary. My plan was to sit in the sunshine and smoke a joint, but I'm currently watching the sunset right now from my window. I'll be back. I'm gonna pause and we'll see how it sounds. Okay, it's Tuesday, March 10th at 3:56 p.m. It's the next day. What did I do? I went and I ate dinner and then I was with my dogs and then I was just kind of like hanging out. And then like it got to the point where it got too late to record again. So I was like, you know what? I wasn't really talking about anything where I needed to like really go back that same evening. So here I am the next day. I'm just going to add it to the other one that I recorded yesterday. So yes. Oh my goodness. So last episode I had talked about getting a mammogram and like what I didn't talk about then is how going through, like, I don't want to, like, I feel like saying like cancer scare is like dramatic because literally I just felt a lump. I had a mammogram. They were like, oh, it's fine. It's nothing. They're just cysts. It's not a tumor. It's not a growth. It's not any kind of anything. You're fine. It's completely okay. So I feel like once you have to get biopsied, I guess you could say whatever you want. So going through that, the reason why I say it like that is because one of the things that I was noticing that I was doing was like, oh my God, like what if it is cancer? And like, what does that mean? Like, what is the process going to be? Like, oh my God, I was just like panicking. And I was like, okay, like I would have to get a double mastectomy or a mastectomy. And what's it called? And I was like, well, I have to get a double because there's no way in hell that I can get an implant on one side and then have a long fucking slipper on the other side. Like, a tube sock on the other side. Like, I can't be walking around like that. And it was just like, oh my goodness. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I was just going through like all like the steps in my head of just panicking. And I was like, okay. But you know, being like, I joke about my boobs a lot just cause like, you know, sometimes you gotta laugh through the pain cause they're heavy. They hurt. Like they genuinely hurt and they genuinely have given me like spine issues. But I was like, fuck, like I have a new appreciation for them. Because for so long I was very insecure about them and then I didn't give a fuck and then I got insecure again and like now I'm like leaning back into like I don't give a fuck era again because it's just like who gives a fuck, like I don't know, I think I feel like that's sort of like changed my perspective of them, especially because like yeah, like they're a bit droopy or whatever, but like I can lift them bad boys up, you know, like I know the bras to wear, I know the tape to wear, like I've mastered the art of lifting them babies up. And so it's like, I don't know. I think it's like I have a new appreciation for them. And I look at them in a different way. Like I don't look at them in the mirror anymore. Like, oh my God, I can't wait to get rid of these. Or I can't wait to freaking have surgery on these. Like now I look at them and I'm like, damn girl, like look at you. Like appreciate, I don't know. It just gave me a new appreciation for them. You know, I don't know. I feel like, you know, I feel like the universe is like all about balance because they said, you know what? She's got she got 50 inch hips and a 34 inch waist. You got to humble her. You got to pull them titties down, pull them down, humble her because there's no way in hell. Like, because if I had perky titties, I don't know how I would react. Like, I don't know. Maybe I would be a different kind of person. Maybe I would be fucked up. Like, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I, you know, humble her and give her back pain. That is what the universe said. And so I'm humbled and I have back pain. So it is what it is. And I feel like it's one of those things. I feel like breasts are so personal and not just because it's like I don't want to say it's a private part, but just because it's like something that it's usually hidden. And so it's like, it's very, everyone has a very different relationship, like with their boobs. I would have people around me or like, who would say, oh, just give me some, you don't want these problems. You don't want these problems. Actually, You don't want that rash under your titties. You don't want to. Have you ever had to go back in the shower because when you rinsed the soap out of your armpits, it went, it got stuck under your titty. And then when you go to dry yourself off or you lift and you see, oh, there's still soap, so now I got to go back in and rinse it. Like, it's happened so often that now my final step when I get out of the shower is to flip the titties up, but not really flip them up. I guess it depends what kind of shower I'm in, or take like the handheld shower. What are they called? Oh, fuck. Brain fart. And I'm not even stoned. Like, I'm literally, it's 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Sober as a judge. Fuck. Someone's like, that's brain damage. It's not, maybe. Fuck. What is a word? Shower head, bitch. You know what? It's shower head. You know, so I'll take the handheld shower head. I don't know why I couldn't think of fucking shower head. And do a quick under the titty so that there's no soap suds. But like, those aren't problems you want to have, you know? Oh my goodness. But it is, everyone has a different relationship with their breasts because it's very personal, you know? I feel like if you have small breasts, like if you're a little bit more like on the flat chested side, like you look at women that have like big breasts and like cleavage and you're like, oh, I want that. But as someone who has fucking big ass titties, like I look at women with small breasts and I'm like, oh, I want those. Like, look at those cute little boobs. Like, I wish I had cute little boobs. But then I think they wouldn't really fit my body either because I've got I've my shoulders are kind of broad. My hips are big. I feel like I don't know how that would look with small boobs. You know, I don't know how that'll, I don't know, the shoulder to small titty, I don't know. But then again, there's someone listening to us that has broad shoulders and small boobs and they're like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Like, you're insulting me and I apologize. I never want to do that. Like, I always try so hard to keep my foot out of my mouth. And it's not an intentional thing. It's more so I'm always thinking about when I'm talking, especially on the podcast, like I'm always thinking about who might be listening and like what their experience might be and the way that they walk through life. Like, I hate when I'm listening to something or like watching something and then people will make fun of something. And I'm like, but that affects people. You know what I mean? Like, and like there's certain things that you don't really make fun of because it affects people and it affects people in ways that you don't know how it's affecting them. Like, I feel like sometimes people want to make jokes about people being bad built or like make like comments about people's body shapes and like, oh, you know, but I feel like that's the way people live. That's someone's body type and they can't help it. Like, they can't help it. Like, that's not fair to make fun of them or make comments about people being bad built when they can't help how they're built. I can't help that my titties are currently sitting on my thighs right now. I mean, granted, I'm also laying on my side, you know, but like, and I'm not wearing a bra, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't help that. That's just how they grew in. That's just what it is. You know, and it's never stopped anyone from putting them in their mouth, even if they had to pick them off the floor first. You know what I mean? Hi, Cleo. Cleo's walking across my lap right now. But, you know, fuck. But I get it. Titties are titties. What, baby? You want to sit on my lap? Oh, my goodness. Where are my notes in my phone to talk about my stuff? All right. I'm scrolling to find my things and I see all the dreams. Like, I try to like wake up. As soon as I wake up, I try to put my dreams down because I'd be having psychic. Oh, sorry, Ginger Bean. Because I'll be having psychic dreams. And girl, where are you going? I'm sitting here. You can't sit where I'm sitting. You can sit on my lap. You can sit on top of me, but you can't. You're not going to force me to move. You're not going to bully me out of my spot, Cleo. I love you dearly, but I'm very comfortable. Now she's trying to bully Ginger out of her spot because she wants to lay on the pillow. No, baby. Oh, my goodness. And it's working. Here. Ginger, you want to sit on my lap, baby? You can sit on my lap and let Cleo sit on the pillow because she's... Oh, sorry. She's being extra. Here, you can sit on my lap. Yeah. These freaking dogs, dude. Ginger's like looking at me like you took me out my spot and now she's laying in my spot. I'm sorry, girly girl.
Here, you can lay up here with me. See? That's perfect. Now you guys both got where you want. Okay.
But, you know, because I have psychic dreams sometimes, and sometimes I don't realize it. And that's what's fucking annoying. Like, and I know that it's a problem of my own creation because, you know, I was pulling some cards the other day and they were all like, meditate, bitch, lock in, bitch. What are you doing, bitch? My tarot cards are bullying me. Lock in, ho. Meditate, take some time for yourself, quiet your mind. I don't want to do that. I don't know why. And I think, you know what I think it is? Ooh, as I'm going off topic, but I'll go back around. What I think it is, sometimes it's like, as grateful and as appreciative as I am for my spiritual gifts, and as grateful as I am for them to have saved me so many times, I just feel like, I don't know, I'd be finding out shit that I don't really want to know, and it'd be breaking my heart. So like, I don't know if I want to get my heart broken. That's kind of my thing right now. Oh my God. And I know, because I just heard, there's so much more than that. But still, I don't know. I am traumatized. Speaking of finding out shit that you don't want to fucking find out. So if anyone listening experiences like clairaudience, right? Sometimes you will hear things that people say, and I don't know if I've talked about this before because I just be talking and talking and then not posting. So I don't know what gets posted and what doesn't get posted sometimes because I just don't remember. And once I post it, I don't listen to it beyond, like, I'll listen to it to just like the first couple of minutes to make sure the audio is okay. Because sometimes there's been instances where I've posted something and then the audio sounded really weird and I've had to take it down and then re-upload it and then the audio is fine. So, but anyway, I forgot what I was saying. Just this is why I can't divest from the topic because I completely and totally forgot what I was saying. Oh, so clairaudience and how sometimes you'll just hear things. Like before I came back to New Jersey, maybe about, I don't know, maybe like a week before, I was in the shower. And I was in the shower and all of a sudden I heard my mom talking about wanting, like saying that she was going to have me come here, like to ask if I wanted to come here. And because after she had her stroke and I was like, I heard it and I was like, okay, let me sit with it for a little while and like think about what that means. Like I love living in LA, like, but at the same time, like my whole life in LA had just like fell apart essentially. You know, I've told the story several times and I'm not going to retell it, but you know, you can go back and listen to the other episodes. But because I no longer was engaged, I no longer was in a friendship with my friend, you know, I was no longer had that friendship. I was no longer doing that podcast with her and I wasn't working. So it was like, okay, well, what am I doing here? I have every, let me just go. Essentially was what I said to myself. But I'm not going to give any details and I'm not going to say anything. But as you know me, if you follow me on social media, like a lot of you guys do, I'm bald by choice. I grew my hair out. Well, what, how? Okay, this is the full hair story real quick. 2019, I have very thick hair. My hair is so thick and I felt like I was suffocating and I felt like I could not breathe. Like my hair was so fucking hot. Like literally, like my scalp, like my head would be sweating because I had so much fucking hair in my head. And I was like, and it's dense. Oh my God. And it's fine too. So it's like for it to be that super thick and then be fine on top of it, that's a lot of fucking hair. And it makes me feel like I can't, it was making me feel like I couldn't breathe. And so I cut all my hair off. I got a really cute like little like pixie cut with like, I had some shaved sides and that was like a cute little cut. And then it grew out really fast. But because I was eating more, like I had spent all this time trying to grow out my hair. My hair really wasn't growing and I couldn't figure out why I wasn't growing because I was malnourished actually, because I wasn't eating enough. And so when I started to eat more, my hair was growing and it grew really fast. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm going to grow. I'm like, you know what? I was going to keep it short, but it grew back so fast. Like, let me just let me grow it out. And so I was growing it out for growing it out for a couple of years. But because that hair grew during a very tumultuous time in my life, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna cut it eventually. I'm gonna go get a haircut. And so because I had to pause and come back because my dogs went crazy and started barking. And so because I knew I was going to get my hair cut, I started to straighten it. I was like, I can just straighten my hair. Like, I don't fucking need to worry about heat damage. Like, I'm just going to straighten it because I know I'm going to cut it. And then I gave myself heat damage and I was like, oh, actually, this isn't good. Actually, now I have to cut my hair. And I was being cheap and I was like, you know what? I'll just fucking be bald and then grow my hair back in. But then I ended up really liking it. And it's one of those things where when you're bald, people have very different reactions to it, like as a woman. And it's like, oh, why would you do that? Oh, why would you cut your hair? Oh, your hair was pretty. Why would you cut it? Da, 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 da. Like, why would you shave your head? Or like people go, oh, like you're so brave. Like, oh, that's a really brave thing. The brave thing isn't being bald. The brave thing is letting it grow back, actually, because that is, ooh, that's hard. Even though I'm enjoying being bald and I really like it, I think it looks good. But I was going to attend an event, a formal event, and I had gotten whispers of somebody making a comment about me being bald at that particular event. And it was a comment that was not entirely, I mean, it was negative. I'm not going to sit there and say like, oh, they were saying something like fucked up. You know what? To me, it was fucked up. But like, it was a comment that was like, oh, are they going to be bald at this event? And I heard it and I was like, yes, actually. And I was thinking about letting my hair grow back in, but because they had made that comment, I was like, yeah, no, I'm actually going to intentionally be bald at that event because fuck you, actually. And so I went to that event bald and I looked really cute. So, you know, it is what it is. And I'm still bald. I'm still very bald. I don't know. I like it. I think it looks, I don't know. I feel like it fits me. Like my, I don't know. I feel like it fits my personality. I feel like it fits my face really well. Because even though I was growing my hair out with like this idea that I wanted to, you know, have a bunch of hair, I would always wear my hair up off my face or like slick it back. And I always preferred my hair slick back off my face. So, you know, I feel like, you know, I could be bald and still have that same effect. Though I do miss that, you know, when you pull your hair back in a tight pony and how it just kind of pulls your face up, give you that little like pony lift. I like that. And I miss that. But, you know, I don't know. I was going to say that, you know, that's what Botox is for. But I don't know. I feel like, well, one, I'm too young for Botox, I think. Well, I mean, me personally, I think that my skin is too, I mean, maybe I'm delusional, actually. Let me not say that because someone might be like, bitch, actually, let me make you an appointment right now. But like, one of the things that I've noticed is how, I don't know, it's like one of those things where I'm grateful. There are a lot of things that if I would have had the money to do at the time, I would have done. And I'm so grateful that I was like too broke to be able to do certain things. Like, I'm not very abundant in the eyebrow department. You know, I'm not a very hairy person anyway. Like, I don't have long eyelashes. Like, my eyebrows are very like, you know, like my eyebrows are so deficient that I, for a long time, didn't even get my eyebrows waxed I didn't trust anyone to like not fuck up my eyebrows. And like, it was precious real estate. So now so I would always do them myself. And then now I just shave them. Not the whole thing, but like I use one of those, like, those brow blades and I just clean it up. And then I kind of kip off the ends, cause I fill them in when I do my makeup anyway. Like, I would have gotten my eyebrows microbladed, and apparently like the girlies who had got microbladed eyebrows were getting them removed and trying to figure out what the fuck to do with them because they were fading into like really weird colors. Like, they were gray or like reddish or like just, they looked weird and crazy. And I'm like, thank fucking God that I did not get my eyebrows microbladed and I couldn't afford to get them done at the time, because fuck, like I'd be walking around looking real freaking crazy with fucked up eyebrows. You know, at least when I fuck up my eyebrows, like it's temporary, you know. Oh my goodness. But I don't know, like everyone is overdoing it. like with the filler and the Botox. And this is coming from someone who's very pro filler, very pro Botox, very, very pro plastic surgery. I think that, you know, oh, this might sound mean. And it's not, the intention isn't to be mean. I think some people, when they get, when they overfill themselves or like over, like they overdo the Sculptra and like all that stuff, like the cheekbones and like the jaw filler, like I feel like the result that they're looking for can only be truly obtained through like surgery, like the Laura Loomers of the world. Like the look that she wants, she needs to go under the knife for like a proper surgery. And then it makes you look, oh God, I feel like I'm being mean, but you know, it's Laura Loomers, so fuck her actually. But still, like, I feel like there are a lot of people that overdo filler and Botox because they don't want to have the they don't have surgeries, but then it makes them just kind of look, you know, a little bit crazy. And I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, fuck, like I wish that we didn't do that to ourselves, you know, as people, as women, as individuals. I saw this woman who had gotten, I guess, like a tummy tuck or something like that. Like some, she had some kind of like mommy makeover type procedure. And what, she's like on life support currently. I don't think, at first people were saying that she had passed away, but I don't think she, I think she was just on life support. It was like a GoFundMe. And essentially, like, it's what it seems like. It wasn't like the surgery itself, but it seems like she was given an incorrect dosage of medication post-surgery, which then caused issues, you know. And then you have people in the comments talking about like, oh, that's what happens when you get elective surgery. Like, you know, you're putting yourself at risk. And it's like, yeah, like we know that you put yourself at risk when you get elective surgery. But then the people in the comments, I hate how disingenuous that comment is. And it's like them just kind of like being on their high horse about it, because it's like, people are really fucking nasty. Like really fucking nasty, and they're really mean, and they say really fucked up shit about other people and other people's bodies. And so it's like, for you to sit here and say on the same internet where people talk mad shit about other people and their bodies, for you to say that it wasn't necessary, or that's why you shouldn't be touching yourself, or just you should be happy with the way that you are. And it's like, I feel like more people would be happy with the way that they are if more people weren't fucking nasty, if they weren't like evil as fuck when it came to the way that other people look. More women wouldn't feel the need to get tummy tucks and surgery if, I don't know, I just feel like obviously there are people who get surgery for necessary, like I hate when people lump all plastic surgery together as like this vain thing that someone's going to do just for their appearance, when a lot of cosmetic surgery truly isn't cosmetic. It really is medically necessary, like breast reductions, tummy tucks, you know, thigh lifts, arm lifts, like these are things, like, yeah, there are people who don't really fucking need it and they get it because they want to look perfect. But there are a lot of people where it's like they've lost an extreme amount of weight, and so they have a lot of excess skin, or maybe they have, you know, what is that called? Diastasis recti. Is that how you pronounce it? Diastasis. I don't know how to fucking pronounce it. Forgive me. And if I Google it, I'm going to go down a rabbit hole and I'm going to lose what I'm talking about because I'm going to get distracted. But there are people who, the only way they can get that, those muscles fixed, is by getting, you know, a tummy tuck and having that surgery to fix it. And it's like, so I know that there are people who don't just get surgery just because like of them wanting to like look better for themselves, but it's just kind of like, I don't know. I feel like you can't sit there and get mad at people and criticize people for having work done, and then ignore the reasons why people might want to get that work done, that, you know, the reasons that aren't for like medical, like medically necessary reasons. People make fun of people with sagging skin. People make fun of people with sagging boobs, with sagging, you know, with loose skin on their stomachs, or the damage that that can happen after you've had kids, especially if you were petite and then all of a sudden you had a really big belly from being pregnant. Like, people talk so much shit about the way other people look and how they show up in the world. And then 9 times out of 10, the same people that are talking shit about people are the same people in the comments like, oh, why would she do that to herself? Why would she get that surgery? Why would she do? Because you guys are mean. And I know that there are a lot of people who do stuff for themselves, right? But I don't know. But they do it for themselves so they can feel better about themselves, because they're carrying something that they feel shame about because of the way other people react to it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's not always because of that, but 9 times out of 10, you know, it is. Like, for me, I know, like, with my breasts, I'm like, okay, for a long time, my main drive for wanting to have surgery was because it made me feel insecure, like the way that they looked. I did not like the way that they looked. And now that I have, like, a different appreciation, like, I'm still going to get fucking surgery, but that's mainly because they fucking hurt my neck and my back. So, I don't know. But then even then, before, when I was talking about people not really getting things that they don't really need or whatever, but everyone's opinion about themselves and their bodies is different, and everyone, we all have to live in our own bodies, and who am I to look at someone else and go, well, you don't need that surgery, you're fine, because they feel like they need it. Like, that's their body. I don't have to live in their body. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Let me not be so fucking judgmental, actually. Oh my goodness.
Okay. So it's currently, it's Wednesday, March 11th at 2:40 PM. And I am sitting outside of this place because my mom is currently having cataract surgery. And on Monday, I recorded about 20 minutes. On Tuesday, yesterday, I recorded about 20 minutes, but both times I had to stop to go do something else. And then sometimes I lose the momentum of the conversation, or I'll get busy and then I won't go back. And so I decided, you know what, I'm just going to put everything together. And I hope that it sounds okay, because I'm using this little microphone off the TikTok shop and I'm recording it on my phone instead of recording it, you know, with my equipment that I have. But I guess I'm still using equipment technically, but, you know, it's a little lavalier mic from the freaking TikTok shop. Anyway. So I'm sitting in the car and I hope that it sounds okay. I do have gum in my mouth. So, you know, you might hear that, just because I get, you know, sometimes I talk and I get dry mouth. It's like, I don't know. It might be like medical. And you know what? It's nothing. I probably am just dehydrated because I don't always drink enough water. Because if I'm not thirsty, like if I don't physically feel thirsty, I don't think to drink it. And then I have to like force myself to drink water just because I forget to drink water. But anyway, so it might give ASMR vibes with the gum chewing. And I apologize if it bothers people. Oh my God, you know what I hate that I get so addicted to watching? Those freaking AI videos on like social media, like on Instagram. The ones with the little characters who are doing like crazy shit, like they're very like, I hate watching them because I'm like, this is what we're using our water, like wasting our water for. But like the one, I don't know if you guys have seen them. And, oh God, where it's like AI, like it's like these little characters and it's like poop and like urine. It's like poopina and urina or urino. Oh my God. And it's like, who is making these? And it's very entertaining and it makes my sister and I laugh. But at the same time, like, what are we doing here? Like, we should not be doing this. Or the ones that are like ASMR that are like, pick a snack drawer, seafood boil, boiled peanuts. You know, like it'll be random disgusting things that you don't want in a snack drawer. Tiramisu, 3-bean chili. I don't know. I'm just thinking about random foods. Or like pick a bed, shards of glass, bubble wrap, Jello, dirty paper towels. Oh my God. I mean, I laugh, but I genuinely am so troubled by the use of AI simply because of one, obviously like the direct environmental impacts that it has and the energy grid, the, you know, just everything that like, also, its effect on people's cognitive function. I don't like that at all. I feel like there are a lot of people that can't take that risk, and here they are risking it every day. And that sounds mean, but it's just the truth. I'm sorry. Oh God. Oh my God. Being American is so embarrassing right now. Oh my fucking God. Being American's always been embarrassing, and I feel like
I feel like, you know, it's just extra embarrassing. It's just, it's very embarrassing. And then it's very embarrassing being lumped in with like MAGA people or like, you know, I'm not like that. That's not me. Hello. 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 Please. That's not who I am. Please. Oh my God. We feel like we're being held hostage here and it fucking sucks. And I hate it. And I hate all you dumb fuckers for voting for him. Like, ugh. And even the ones that say, oh, I don't vote though. Oh, that's actually worse. That's worse. Not voting is worse. You know, not all the time, but like I had someone tell me, oh, that they don't pick a side and that they don't vote, but yet everything that they were looking at and what they were retaining in and like their talking points were giving very much Republican. So it's like you don't vote because you are too lazy to get your ass to the polls, it seems, because you very much have strong political opinions that very much lean one way. So like that's actually worse. Ugh, I don't know. But then again, I understand when people don't see how I'm a hypocrite, because I go, well, I understand when people who have very strong values, right? Like very strong, like values that are very pro human rights, and they go, I actually am not going to fucking vote because I literally cannot vote. But at the same time, oh God, I'm not going to get into it. I don't want to offend people, but at the same time, like sometimes we have to eat our vegetables when we really don't want to, you know, sometimes there's some situations where we have to eat our vegetables. And those situations are local elections, guys. Vote in your local elections. Anyway, what am I going to talk about while I'm fucking sitting here? I'm worried that if I pull up my notes on my phone, that it's going to affect like the moving around of my device. Might affect this little... I was just talking about this. Well, sort of. In one of my notes, it says, finding out someone you loved, voted for, and or liked Trump is like finding out you're being cheated on, like your whole life starts feeling like a lie. And yeah, it fucking does. Oh my God. I'm sorry, I'm reading some of my notes and I'm like, should I read these out loud? Like, because I just will think about stuff and then I end up I'll just like make a note of things and my like things that I think about, and I put them in my notes app on my cell phone. But the weather has... Let me look at the weather. The weather has... Oh, it's going to rain. Oh, my God. What time is it supposed to start? I'm so sorry. I just found out some devastating news, and I'm trying to sit with it. What time is the rain supposed to start? Oh, in like an hour. Hopefully we're out. She's done by then, but I don't know. Oh, it's raining right now. It's currently raining. The rain has begun. Oh my God. I was going to say that the weather, it's been so nice. Like the last 3 days, oh my God. I'm disgusted with this, but you know what? It's okay. Spring has yet to have sprung. Spring hasn't been springing. It's not spring yet, essentially. When does spring first start? At the end of this month or in April? So technically, it's still winter, actually. We were all delusional in thinking that, you know. Oh, God. But the last 3 days have been so beautiful. On Monday, I like was like, oh, my goodness. I felt like I was defrosting. I was walking around like, oh, my God, life is worth living. Life is worth living. It is so beautiful. It was sunny. And like, I sat outside with a little glass of wine and I smoked a joint and I was like, "Ooh, like I'm loving this," only to find out that it's probably going to snow next week. But it was nice to kind of get that little, you know, I felt refreshed and recharged to like going out in the sunshine. Oh my God. And the warm sunshine. Even though I like all weather, like I love the snow. I love the rain. I love when it's cold. I love all weather. Like I don't have a type, you know? I laughed to myself because I was thinking about how I mean, I do have a type when it comes to people that I'm attracted to, but at the same time, I don't have a type. Like, I go, like, there's always a certain, you know, group of features that will catch my eye just because, like, that's what I like. You know, you have a favorite dish at a restaurant that you go to, but at the same time, you know, there's other delicious things on the menu. And anyway, oh God, I've been single for so long. And it's one of those things where it's crazy because I used to be such a man eater. Oh my goodness. Like, and it's because I was very emotionally unavailable. And it's a combination of, oh, I can see where I was very deep and trauma. And so that's how I was behaving in ways that I wouldn't behave now. But at the same time, I look back at that time, like, very fondly. And I'm like, oh my God, I miss being a whore. I miss the carefreeness of it all. I miss the roster, but not really, because I that's not me anymore. I'm not that person. I was that person because I was very detached and very disconnected. And so it was easy for me. That doesn't mean that every single person who's in a hoe phase or every single person that likes to date around or whatever is disconnected. That I can only speak for me and myself only. But I was, you know, I think that, I think a lot of it had to do with growing up and feeling very undesired and being not even just feeling being undesired and undesirable and always being very boy crazy and always having crushes, but then literally being met with like disgusted faces. I remember, oh my goodness, I'm throwing it back right now. I remember, I don't know if they still do that now in 2026, but when I was in the sixth grade, the seventh grade, the eighth grade, they used to have these dances, and like, it was like a Friday night. Like, I think it was like once a month, or I don't know. I don't remember the frequency. Maybe it was a couple times a year, but it would be like these dances and we would all kind of like hang out like and grind to Lil Jon. Right. And I remember there was a new kid that like had moved like our school, and like, he was like kind of cute. I thought he was kind of cute. And one of my friends like was in communication with him. Like, they were like kind of like friendly. And I was like, oh, I think he's so cute. I think he's so cute. And she was like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, I can introduce you guys at the dance. And I was like, oh my God. Like, okay, she's going to introduce me. And so we go to the dance and she grabs him and she was like, oh my God, this is my friend. And the look of disgust on his face, like I can literally see it. I can literally see him literally turn his nose up, and like the disgust was so palpable on his face. And I was like, oh my God, bury me now. I'm 33. I think I was probably like 12. I remember that, like, dead ass. And so like, that's just, that'll give you an idea of like why I felt the way that I felt. And so I was like, oh, people, I'm not lovable. I'm not desirable. I'm not these things. And so I'm just going to move through and like be and have fun because I know that no one's ever going to love me. And that's so sad. Like, it's sad that I operated in that way. I don't feel that way. In fact, if I say how I really feel, you know, I'm going to get full of yourself accusations. But you know, at the time I was like, oh, no one's ever going to love me. I'm so unlovable. Da, 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 da. And so I was like, I'm just going to have fun and have a good time and have, you know, be detached and have a just, you know, and it was fun for the time, though I am not like that anymore. I'm a very sensitive lady, and I can't operate that way anymore, unfortunately. Cause I miss it. That, I think that's why the last guy that I like talked to caught me off guard, even though my intuition and my dreams were telling me, leave that man alone. But he was so cute and I wanted to get dick down so badly. And I did. And it was worth it. Yes, it was worth it. I had to stop to check how the audio sounded because I was moving around a lot as I was talking. And I was really worried about how that shit was going to fucking sound. It sounds fine. Well, it sounds fine enough. I guess. I'm going to have to do some fucking tweaking. But, oh my goodness. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Being a hoe. Being a hoe. Anyway, but speaking of the warm weather, and I talked about this, I think it was yesterday or the day before. But I talked about this earlier in the episode about about bears. Last night I had a fucking dream about a bear. And being like the, what's it called, person I am, like the woo-woo person that I am. And I'm very much the type of person who listens to their dreams and pays attention to their dreams, because I'll get messaging in my dreams. And so whenever I dream of an animal, like, I know that it's trying to tell me something, but I'm like, or it could have been that bears were on my mind too. There's also that, because I, you know, the weather is warming up, though it's about to drop again. And then I think it's going to snow again. So I just hope, I hope that we get one last storm. I really, really do. Because I love the snow. I love a snowstorm. And the last one I really couldn't appreciate because I was so worried about my finger. But this time, like, I hope we get one last storm. Oh my goodness. And I'm also, I don't know, I'm not ready to let the winter go, because then I have to go back. I'm on bear watch and I'm on spider watch. Because, I mean, I don't live like in the woods. Like, it's not like a home in the woods, but the development that I live in was used to be an apple orchard, and it's like legitimately a wooded area, you know? So it's just like the animals and the critters and the bugs never left. And so spiders are very attracted to me, and I don't like that. Oh my God. There's one right now. It's outside. I don't like that because I'm very afraid of spiders. I don't know why. I don't even think it's necessarily like the spiders themselves. I don't like insects that have more than six legs. Like, any other bug I'm like fine with, but the moment that the amount of legs start to go up, I start to like freak out, because I don't like centipedes. I don't like millipedes. I don't like, oh my God. Cave crickets, I don't like them shits either, because they scare me and they remind me of spiders. But I'm literally every night before bed, I have to, when it gets warm, I literally have to scan my room and my ceiling so that I know that there's no fucking spiders in there. And it's funny because I used to have, my room used to be in the front of the house, like my childhood bedroom. And when I moved back, my mom was like, well, you know, you could move into your sister's old room and then you can repaint it, and we're going to redo the floors, and you can have that room, and then I'll turn your room into a closet, which is exactly what she did. And that room used to have so many fucking spiders in it, like all the time. Like, I always had a spider in my room, always. And like, I remember one time there was a night where there was like four different spiders in my room. And I obviously remember that because I was traumatized, because I'm terrified of spiders. And so when I switched rooms, I was like, oh, my sister never really got a lot of spiders in her room growing up. She would get wasps that would come into her room, but she would never really get spiders. Tell me why. I've seen nary a wasp. Actually, no, I've seen a couple. But like, there's been hella spiders in there. There's been so many spiders in there. There have been so many spiders in my fucking room, and I'm not happy with it. I don't want to turn the car on because I don't want the AC to be blowing, but I'm warm, but I don't want to open the window because there's a lot of outside noise, even though the microphone, I feel like it's doing a pretty good job at condensing that. But also, I don't want to have people hear my conversation that I'm having with you guys right now. So I'm just going to have to be a little bit warm. Oh, my goodness gracious. But back to what I was saying before. But being single for years, like I've been single for 5 years. Clap for me, everybody. It's okay. Clap. 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 I've been single for 5 years. Clap. And, and you know, but, and I've been single for 5 years and am also a man hater. So that's also one of the reasons why I've been single for so fucking long, because you niggas are weird. And it's quite, not even just weird, like you guys are very, like it's scary, very, very scary. So, but I'm hungry, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, when you watch videos online, when you're hungry, you're like, oh, I could go for some of that right now, actually. When you're watching mukbangs, starving, that's how I feel. Like, I'll be like watching a video or even like out in public and I'm like, oh my God, like, I bet that tastes really good. I bet that tastes really, really good. I'll never know. I'll never know. I'm fasting. I'll never know. But fuck, sometimes, oh my goodness. I love when men wear slutty clothing. I was just on Instagram. I paused for a second because I was kind of surveying the scene and seeing if anyone was kind of coming outside. And I was on Instagram and then I went to Threads and like, it was just like, people were showing men in like crop. Like, I love when men wear slutty clothing. Like, yes, wear a crop. Yes, put on some short shorts, actually. Let me see your legs. Show me your thighs. Show me your thighs right now. Pull them out. Oh my God. I love seeing men wear short shorts. Show me your thighs, actually. Oh, where's my fucking, my little spray bottle? Is it in here? It is. Hold on, I'm trying to. Oh. Well, I'm going to put this down. I don't know if you can still hear me. Probably, just not as loud. I know earlier I was like, oh, it's raining. It rained a little bit and now it's like, oh, my eyes burn. I sprayed alcohol on my glasses and wiped them down. But I guess I didn't wipe them down good enough. But now it's like actually raining, like a proper rain. And I'm like, do I fucking have, what is it? What are they called? Do I have an umbrella in here? Oh my God. Being bald and then getting rained on is like a really uncomfortable feeling because it makes you feel, I don't know, it just feels gross. Pardon my pronunciation. You know, what's it called? Moving with intention, though, like when it comes to dating and when it comes to thinking about wanting to date or dating, it's like, fuck, because I'm a whore at heart. Like, I miss being, I miss having fun. I miss doing crazy stuff, but my brain is fully developed and I am no longer emotionally detached. And so I cannot continue to have that crazy fun. You know, I've grown up. I can't do it. But sometimes the default settings want to like start whispering to me. Oh yeah. Ooh. And then it's even more troubling. I shouldn't say troubling, but like when you can read people, and so it's like, I'll think that someone's attractive and then I look at a photo of them and I'm like, oh, well, actually I don't think you're attractive because you're going to probably beat me and cheat on me. And I don't tolerate neither of those things around here, partner. So not around here. So it's like, fuck, you know, I don't know. There's too many frogs. Though, you know what I also miss sometimes? I miss being crazy and undiagnosed. And I know how that sounds, but like, I miss it, you know? I don't know. I mean, I'm on medicated now, but like, I feel like years of therapy and being on medication did, in fact, change my brain, and so I no longer function on crazy. And you know, part of me does miss it sometimes. Like, I think I miss like making really impulsive decisions and like not having anxiety around it. Like, I used to be so impulsive, and I it's one of those things where I think that I could look back at the time in my life fondly because there was nothing bad that happened. Like, I was like my impulsivity didn't come with harsh consequences. And so I could look back on it and go, oh, wow, I wouldn't be that fucking impulsive now. I wouldn't do half the shit that I used to fucking do back in the day. But sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I miss being a little bit crazy. Sometimes I think earlier in the episode, I talked about clairaudience and like what having clairaudience is like, and how sometimes you'll just hear people say things about you, or you'll hear conversations and you'll go, what the fuck? What the hell? And then that makes you see people differently, because I was like, I heard what you said, even though you don't think I heard what you said. I heard what you said, and now it's awkward. But then sometimes I'll find out other information. I'm not even going to say what I found out. And maybe I will, but like not currently right now, because I don't think I'm in the frame of mind to discuss it graciously and discuss it without being petty. So I'm not going to do that, actually. But I just think it's crazy. I think it's crazy. I think it's crazy to move very close to where someone who no longer speaks to you lives, or where you think they live, because you don't know that they are no longer living there. And it's one of those things where it's like, was that on purpose? Is that an on purpose thing that you've done, like to be on your Joe Goldberg shit? Or was it unintentional and now you got to watch your back every time you leave the house? Those are the things that I want to know, you know? It's like, I don't want to get too deep, because I don't know how it's going to sound. So it's like, I don't want to. So forgive me if you notice, like, I'm not really talking about anything. But at the same time, it's like, I'm trying to do something different right now. But so I'm trying to commit to it. But at the same time, I don't know how it's going to work. And so it's like, I don't want to say something or have a good time. Oh, my God. I'm like, I don't want to have a good time, and then it not work. But then at the same time, like, I still had a good time. I'll make it work. I'll figure it out. The audio just won't be, you know, perfect. And I don't know why. I think it's just because I'm such a perfectionist when it comes to the things that I do. But the idea that every single person listening to this podcast is like a world-class audio engineer and is going to notice that's the way that I fucking operate and function on. Like, no. It has to be as perfect as I can get it. And if it's not as perfect as I can get it, then like, what's the point? Well, I mean, if it irritates someone to listen to the audio difference, then you don't listen, and I'll catch you next week. Or you fast forward to the parts of the episode where I do with my regular microphone. Like, it's not, it is what it is. Fast forward. Either you're going to miss some gems or you're going to catch them. I don't know. But I'm also a little bit distracted too, because my mom is having that procedure and I'm outside. And like, I know that they asked me for my phone number, so they will call me when she's done. But I also don't want to go in there prematurely and then have to walk back out, especially because it's raining. Shrimp cocktail. Honeycomb and flies. Pubes on pancakes. Dirty diaper dumplings. All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to lock in right here, because I'm really distracted and concerned. So I am going to finish this on my computer. It may be today, maybe later today. It may be tomorrow. I don't know.
So it's Monday, March 30th at 3:05 p.m. So I didn't go back and finish and record more to the episode. And my plan was to do that because I felt like it had a bit of like an abrupt ending. But you know, who cares? We're hanging out, and sometimes hangouts have abrupt endings. So I really appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. I see you in New Zealand. I see you in Singapore. Yeah. And Ireland. Oh yeah. I'm gagged. Thank you so much for listening. Recommend it to a friend if you think that they're, you know, they're down to hang out, if they're down to clown. And leave a rating, leave a review, you know, share on social media, you know, if you feel passionate, do what you feel passionate about. So thank you so much for listening, and I will be back in a couple of days, hopefully more like a week, for the next episode. I haven't recorded it yet. That's why I say like maybe a couple of days. I legitimately haven't even recorded the next episode yet. So thank you for listening.